So you think that other teams prepare for you guys with all the trick plays and success that you've had this
Probably like everybody else. I mean, I know everybody has stuff going into a game. We've happened to show a couple on tape, so they'll obviously think that something's, you know, potentially up. But every team we play, at least we have the anticipation that they have some type of gadget up. So they probably prepare like anything else, except they know now that we've actually called it and run it.
Is a part of you just a little bit nervous when Hecker basically checks into that pass on the 6-yard line? I emphasize on the 6-yard line.
No, not honestly. You probably think I'm lying, but not really, because we obviously practiced it. He has the ability to throw it. And when I saw him pull up, I would have maybe thought my heart would have sunk. But when I saw it happen and, you know, timed it out right and we completed it, obviously, that felt good. But there is danger element, no doubt about it, and it kind of just happened. It's kind of just a side adjust, really.
It's just kind of the battle of the fake punters here, huh? Because with Hecker and Tebow, it's done his best work on
yeah.
the fake punters.
Yeah, well, you know, Hecker's the punter and Tebow's the personal protector, and Tebow's got 3 fakes. You know, they've run 3 of them where he's ran 2, kind of like a little wildcat run, and then he's thrown 1. So they obviously have some stuff, and they always have, you know, with their coach who does a good job of that stuff. So we'll be ready for them. They'll sure be ready for us. And
so you had to prepare. I'm sure you had to prepare for that Tebow
yep.
package.
Yeah. Well, he, you know, he has the element because he does a good job in protection. He's, you know, okay in coverage, but he makes you respect anything else that might happen if the ball gets put in his hands.
Could you talk about it? Looks like Brian Quick's having a bigger role here lately on
yeah.
special teams and just maybe his progress and how he's been able
yeah,
to.
Yeah, well, you know, he's a young guy, and the great thing is, you know, Coach really keeps everybody alive to be used on special teams, and he's obviously a long guy. He's got good speed. He's a tough kid, so we'll get him some work on, you know, some cover teams and even some return teams and see what he can do. I mean, he's raw and he's athletic, so any of those guys usually equate to a pretty good special teams guy.
How have you solved, or what have you been talking about that? What happened on the fake, not the fake, the field goal, the delay game field goal?
Yeah, you know, I talked to our holder, kicker, and snapper about it, and that's also on me to make sure that hey, we got to get the tempo going, and we got the guys onto the field. But when you watch the film, it just took a long time as we looked back for the kickers, okay, and then we looked back for the snap, and you could tell it was just we were taking our time, which was good because they're obviously poised in a pretty critical situation, but. Maybe too poised. So that's on me just to make sure that the young guys understand that the play clock is ticking on a field goal and we got to get that off. It was no doubt devastating, and I'm sure it won't happen again.
Well, is there some guy that maybe should be looking, one of the 3 between the holder, kicker, and snapper, maybe check the play clock as soon as you get out there?
Yeah, I mean, that's on me, really. But once we get out on the field, you know, usually the holder will be the one that's kind of keeping on the play clock, and he'll be saying, okay, we're okay. Or he tells Greg, hey, we got to hustle up. Here we go. Come on. You know, we're down to 6 seconds is usually our key that we got to snap the thing.
Usually, and some people said, well, one of the coaches should have called a timeout. But is that the last thing you want to do, like ice your own kicker?
Yeah.
You know what I mean, the ball could go through and it would have been a timeout.
Right, because we were looking at it. And, yeah, the worst thing that happens is you think it's going to be a delay game. And so you call a timeout, but there's 1 second and the ball got snapped. Then you make it and you're like, oh, shoot. Well, you just, you know, took your own field goal off the board. So we kind of let it roll, and you know, I had no doubt we were actually going to make it again, so I wasn't too concerned. And then we swung it wide, and you know, obviously it was crushing. You have a chance to win it like that, but good experience for the young guys. Hate to use that as an experience chalk up, but it will be. It'll be something for us to learn from.
Now, it looked like there was 1 second left when the game ended. It would have been a 67-yard field goal.
Yep.
Did you send him out there?
Oh, no doubt about it. And he probably would have made it.
Did you think there was time left too? Or?
I don't know. I saw the clock, and you know they could have gone to. I don't know if it goes to review or if you can use a challenge. You know, but I was hoping there was because there was a little bit of wind at our back going that direction in the game, and we would have lined up, and it wouldn't have been a question of distance. It would have been a question of accuracy.
How about Danny Amendola having him back? Last question.
It was great. Just you know, I mean. The guys rally around him, know that he's got a chance to break a big one, and you can do a lot of different things with him. So he's just a tough guy, this great receiver, but also a huge part of our special team.